Dove Island Lodge owners Dwayne and Tracy Lambeth were granted a conditional use permit, which allows them to operate the lodge with a maximum of 16 guests at a time. There are conditions, including limits on the amount of fish that can be processed for guests at the lodge, and limits on the operation of a de Havilland Beaver aircraft. The plane can only operate between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Residents in nearby Jamestown Bay have said that noise from that aircraft has affected their quality of life. Frank Rogers says he understands the assembly can't limit the number of takeoffs and landings.
The one thing you guys do have a right to do, though, is limit the amount of people. And if that's the only way that we can limit that noise, then maybe we might have to do that. I hate to say that because I do like the business. I like the jobs that it creates and stuff like that. But I don't like the noise, and it's been, you know, it's changed our way of life out there in the Bay.
Lambeth's attorney, Max Garner, told the assembly not all the lodge guests fly in and out on any given day, that only a third or so take part in the fly-in fishing the lodge offers. He urged assembly members to separate the plane issue from the number of guests.
The question we have to focus on is, why can't the lodge have 24 guests when it's built to accommodate that, can accommodate that, and is not impacting the neighbors? The airplane is impacting people. They've come in and testified to that effect. Mitigating measures have been proposed, but that relates to the dock.
Assemblymember Reber Stein wondered if it was fair to expect the city to change its rules because someone has built a business model that requires an exception to zoning ordinances.
The truth is that Mr. Lambeth has built a business model around something that he doesn't have the authorization to do at the moment, and that's we're trying to catch up with his business model by accommodating, you know, the facility that he's built and advertised.
As the meeting went on and public testimony along with it, the discussion shifted a little from a question of zoning to a question of economics. Resident Debbie Reeder told the assembly that plane noise is part of life in Southeast Alaska and that the Lambeths are exactly the kind of business owners Sitka should encourage.
Unlike many, they've become citizens of the community of Sitka. They live here year-round. They have children in our schools, and they're trying very hard to be good neighbors. They're very supportive of organizations in the community.
Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Sheila Finkenbinder told the assembly that the question of zoning and the question of economics are intertwined, and that the lodge brings in high-end independent travelers who spend thousands of dollars during their time in Sitka. And Bonnie Brenner of Brenner's Fine Clothing and Gifts said by not allowing Dove Island to host a maximum of 24 guests, the assembly is sending a message to the business community.
And I think that this assembly is not a very aggressive or business-minded assembly. I think that you discourage business here in Sitka, and I think you need to take a long look at it.
And after public testimony concluded, Mayor Scott McAdams took strong exception to the notion that the assembly was anti-business.
I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's correct, I don't think it's accurate, for in lieu of a nonprofit sector that generates $30 million in this economy and gets $200,000 worth of support, and a business sector that through public policy receives upward of $3 million of support from this assembly, to frame it as being anti-business.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to call point of order. We're really off of topic.
I'll stop here in just a moment. But again, to give folks some cover to deliberate this without this tag of being anti-business, which I think is absolutely inaccurate. Thank you. End of comment.
McAdams then left the assembly table and had a conversation with Finkenbinder in an adjoining room. He returned a few minutes later and at the end of the meeting offered a public apology for losing his temper.
While I stand by the merits of what I had to say, my tone was aggressive and kind of snippy. And it's my biggest goal as mayor to provide a forum where people can come and speak their truth in a safe way. And I didn't live within the spirit of that goal tonight in my response and reaction to those two folks who are passionate and care about this town. And so I want to apologize to them publicly, and I'll give them a call in private as well.
Tuesday's meeting was specially scheduled and exclusively dealt with the Dove Island issue. The assembly meets tonight in a work session to discuss the school board budget, and its next regular meeting is set for April 13th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.